This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Joy Finnegan at the Aviation Electronics Association meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am here with Jamie Luster, who is with Genesis Aerosystems, and she is going to tell us about the S-Tech 3100.
Hi, we announced the 3100 at Oshkosh last year, and we're bringing it to the Avionics Electronics Show this year, announcing all of our brand new STCs that will be signed off this week. The 3100 is our attitude-based digital autopilot system that now offers new features such as envelope protection and straight and level mode. It also includes now altitude pre-select and auto trim as standard options. They are no longer priced differently. Our STCs that we're getting this week are the Cessna 182, all models. The Cessna 210s, the subset of those is the K through the R models. We also have Piper Saratogas, all the PA-32 models, as well as the Bonanzas 35 and 36 models. We're following on over the next 3 months with some additional STCs in the Cessna 177 Cardinals, in the PA-46s, Cessna 300 series, the 310s through the 340s, and lastly, the Cessna 400 series, the 425s, 414s, and 421s. So we're going to be busy over the next couple of months.
Sounds like it. And can you talk a little bit about what differentiates your product from some of the others that are out there on the market?
It seems to be the year of autopilots, and there was certainly a lot of announcements. Our system is based upon our technology. We are known as the autopilot experts, and so we're bringing all of that technology that we designed actually for a Part 25 aircraft and bring that now into general aviation. So it's highly reliable and certified to the highest levels.
And can you explain the envelope protection system a little bit for our readers?
Okay. The envelope protection really helps a pilot in a situation where they might be either over speed or under speed, such as getting into a stall-like situation. The envelope protection is geared for each specific make and model based upon the speeds, maneuvering speeds of that aircraft. It also hinders a pilot from getting into an overbank situation, so any kind of protection from an unusual attitude. And that's what we do. We like to enhance safety in all facets of aviation, and that feature is one of those things that enables us to do that.
And this product is compatible with which type of EFIS?
So the good thing about the product is it's compatible with the various Garmin panel displays as well as Aspen. And for those folks who don't want to upgrade to a full EFIS cockpit, we do offer the autopilot with the older steam gauges. There's a lot of folks that still enjoy flying on those. So it can be installed with any panel configuration.
And can you talk about the pricing a little bit so our listeners will know what to expect?
Sure. We do have our two-axis system, which is starting at $20,000 list price. And then for our three-axis, it is just under $25,000. And again, that comes standard with everything somebody would need to install the system.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jamie, and we look forward to seeing those STCs come through this week.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Joy.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.